Next, we have the Visual Thesaurus. Maybe you've already heard of it, maybe you've played with it. This is a very nice example, again, of what we have here are relationships between verbs and nouns and verbs and adjectives. And this is not a strict hierarchical structure and how that could be displayed. And I would like you to also explore this, and you will get a few free trials so that you can try it out. And just here in terms of the how color coding is used to indicate different word types. So we have nouns, we have adjectives, verbs, and adverbs. And so you can see, let's say for the word train, there are other related nouns, related verbs, and I think there's even an adverb that's showing up here.